peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call them? You call them peanuts?
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Call them goobers sometimes, or ground nuts, but you call them peanuts.
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father. If he looks like his father, you might say, that boy is father.
Imitates.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like his father.
Looks just like his father?
Looks just like his father.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Has ways like his father.
Has ways like. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Who isn't a nurse?
Isn't a nurse.
Is that a midwife?
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I'm a city something.
Could be. City slicker maybe, or city dude, or
yeah,
something like
that.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his
back? A country something.
Country something.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
I said, my race, that's what I tell.
Okay,
yeah, my race, that just have to be like that.
Mm-hmm. You would say also, I am a, what would you call yourself? What is the term?
Well, I use like this, I am a colored person, I am.
Okay.
That's where I use it.
How do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
No, she's white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a white person.
Yeah, the white person.
Okay. If a man has a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say that that man got awfully what about it?
He got awfully angry.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, oh, I am really
tired.
Yes. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Was sick.
He was sick?
He was ill.
Okay. Would you ever say, he took sick, or something like that, was taken sick?
He was taken sick.
If a person has a sick feeling here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his abdomen. His stomach.
Okay. What do you call, if you do have a term for this, a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding? Some guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom. Sometimes this is a convention in some places where they gather around outside the house where the bride and groom are, and they rattle pans and they make a lot of noise. I don't know if they do that.
Call it a gala occasion.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?